realistically, we need to win at least one, but you know, that to give us any chance at all, because we need to catch up Barnet. But you know, you probably need to win all three games. So Northampton is a game that we need to get something from. I've watched them the last two games, and I mean, it's weird really, because they've lost 3-1 both games, and both games they've had probably more shots, more crosses, and more attempts on goal than the teams that have beaten them. So they're not lying down. They're not on the beach. They're not packing in. They've got some good experienced players there. Clark Carlisle, Akin Fenwa, who's a handful. Young Michael Jacobs, never seen him before till last Saturday. Very impressed with him. Looks like a player for higher level and a player for the future. But they're Aidy Boothroyd's an experienced coach. He won't let them just pack in, I don't think.
Barnet play Friday night, so you'll know their result obviously before you start here.
Again, it doesn't make any difference really. I mean, you'll know the result, but what difference does it make? We still need to win games, so it doesn't matter what everybody else does. I mean, we could win all three games and still conceivably go down. So what you have to focus is what you're doing here, all the positives that we can do here, not worry about anywhere else, and then take what comes.
If I was the magical god of football, if you like, if I offered you 7 points from nine now, you'd probably take that, wouldn't you?
I would. The way things have been going recently, I would probably snap your hand off, Trev, to be honest. 7 points from nine would be absolutely fantastic.
Squad-wise, aside from Harry Powell returning, how are you looking?
Rob Purdy's trained all week. Simon Clister's trained all week. I think that's about the lot that have come back. James McCorkin's always there, almost there. So we're looking strong as a squad. I mean, stronger than we've been since I've been here. So, you know, the people have got a point to prove again.
A final point, and I assume that this may not come down to you, so you may not know the answer to it really, but in terms of the squad for next season, obviously you know some players are already on, but is that going to wait until you know the position first of yourself and where the club is in the whether it's in the Football League or the Conference? Has any sort of discussions taken place?
I think realistically, I mean, all that, I mean, there's obviously thought process going on with the directors and the chairman. From my point of view, I think the most important thing is to find out where we are for next season. Hopefully we're in the Football League, and then once that's established, then you can move on from there.